You are tuned into Radio Larrakia 94.5 FM and Australian Indigenous Radio off the VAST Satellite 913. My name is Rachel Chisholm, and with me in the studio is Sue Shearer, CEO of the Council on the Aging in the NT, also known as COTA NT. Thank you, Sue, for coming into the studio.
Oh, thank you, Rachel. It's terrific for you to invite us in, because we really want to get more, you know, Indigenous people on this particular scheme and know about COTA and how we can help them.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot to talk about in the interview today. For those of us who don't know, what is COTA?
COTA is, as we said, Council on the Aging, and we advocate and lobby for people over 50 throughout the Northern Territory, and there's quite a bit. We want an inclusive community for all our aged people, and that's obviously especially for people in remote and very remote communities. And one of the things, obviously, that we're very involved in, which is very important, is the Royal Commission into Aged Care. See, I don't think a lot of Indigenous people on communities know a lot about the My Aged Care programs and how they don't have to leave country, how they can actually be looked after in their home or community by the My Aged Care system. So that's another one that we're trying to get the information out there as well. And we've put in for a tender, and we probably will have a permanent person on staff, hopefully, if we're successful with that tender, and they can go out and show people how they can access the system. Now, we believe that no matter where you are, what you are, who you are, that you should have access to everything that people have access to in the urban area.
Now, Sue, I see that COTA NT are conducting a survey at the moment. What is this survey about?
It's about for seniors in the Northern Territory, again, that's 50 and over, which includes all Territorians, that if they can fill in the survey and say, you know, what do we want, when we want it now. So we want you to have your say so we can lobby local government, state government and federal government about your concerns. Again, especially in the remote areas in the Northern Territory where, again, we feel that their voice aren't being heard, and hopefully we can deliver a better service. We can advocate for them to have a better service out there, whatever that may be. Health, transport, you know, they're the areas that, and also, you know, obviously social inclusion, and hopefully, who knows, we do a lot of activities with fitness program that we might be able to do some of those out there as well, which will increase people's mobility. Now, as we get older, we have falls, and, you know, unfortunately, that just happens as we get older. Our balance isn't that good, our mobility isn't that good. So, you know, whoever knows, might be able to do those sorts of programs out in communities as well. So if you can fill in the survey, and we will have one more available, probably not as many questions in it, because I know some of the questions that we've got in there aren't relevant, obviously, to remote communities. So we want to refine it and define it a little bit more. And when we've done that, probably only be in about 2 weeks, we can give it to you and get it out to, like, the health clinics and other people in the remote communities to fill in.
So how long does this survey take? About 15 minutes, yeah?
It does take about 15 minutes, but hopefully we can bring that down to about 10. Because a lot of the local transport questions and things like that won't really be relevant to communities, you know. They'll be more relevant in a different way. The other thing that we really want people to be aware of, and I don't know whether they are, is the new scheme, the NT Concession Scheme and the NT Seniors Recognition Scheme. There's two schemes. Whereas before there was the old Northern Territory Concession and carer scheme, it's been changed now, but people who are already on it, there's no need to worry. They've been transitioned over to the new scheme, so their electricity, their motor vehicle, all that. The main change has been with the NT Seniors Recognition Scheme. Anybody over 65 who's a permanent resident of the Northern Territory, no matter what your economic circumstances, will be entitled to $500. Now, that $500 used to be in the concession scheme for travel. It's been taken out now, and it has its own little NT Seniors Recognition Scheme. But the beauty of it is you can actually use that $500 for travel within the Northern Territory. So you can use it for fuel, or you can catch a bus to visit relatives, or you can do that if you want to. If you nominate with that $500, you can put it on your electricity bill for the year, which could save people a lot of money. So it's good. You've got a lot more choices to do with it that way. But, you know, people really do have to register. You've got till December to register with the Territory families. But if you have any queries, please call us on 89411004 and we'll help you fill out. We've had quite a few calls, like from Nullumboy and the Tiwi Islands, but I don't think it's been very well broadcast further out into the, you know, remote communities, and we really don't want people to miss out, especially for fuel and travel, because we know that people love to visit their relatives and their friends and attend events, and you come in for the football and, you know, do all sorts of things, and that $500 can go a long way to helping that. And the other really exciting one is the NT Seniors Card. Now, that's for anybody over 60. Doesn't matter what your economic circumstances are, you're entitled to the NT Seniors Card, and that will give you discounts through businesses throughout the Northern Territory and also on your motor vehicle registration as well. Like the NT concession, if you're a member of that, you get quite a bit off, and then again with the NT Seniors Card, with the 15%, you can get off that as well. So there's a lot of money to be saved there, which will obviously help a lot of families. So please, please, please have a look at what you're entitled to and either contact us or contact Territory Families about the new concession scheme, or us to get your card.
Is there anything else you would like our senior citizens to know about CODA and what it does?
Oh, just sit tight. You don't have to be a member of CODA. If you want to contact us, and if you do have an email address, we can send you out a lot of information that's relevant to you on health issues especially, and how we can help you, how we can lobby for you. And so that's, you know, we're here for all Territorians, all seniors. It might sound, you're a bit young, Rachel, but you'll get there one day. God willing, you'll get there one day. I mean, it's a privilege to age. A lot of people say, oh, I don't particularly want to get old, but we all know we've lost friends at too young. So if we can help with, you know, nutrition, as I said, and fitness activities and mental well-being are all very important as we age. So that's what we have activities for that, but we also are a very big lobby and advocate for seniors.
One question I have for you is, do you think it's important that people my age in my early 30s, you know, should be involved more with senior citizens?
I do. I think we all have an obligation to look after our older people. And also, Rachel, you should also look or make sure your parents and you have an advanced personal plan. Really, that's a really important part of ageing. So unfortunately, we get quite a few people coming in that their parents have been diagnosed with dementia. So their parents will now have no say in how they want to be treated or where they want to go when they're older. Like an advanced personal plan for somebody living at Wadi or, you know, Yirrkala, all around, they can say, no, I want to stay home. I want to stay here. And that's when the My Age Care can come in and make sure they're looked after in their community. The same with, I guess, the National Disability Insurance Scheme as well. I mean, that's well underway, and people should be able to have a plan where they can be looked after. But that's what I would the young ones especially, make sure that their older relatives have an advanced personal plan, but also to ensure that they're not taken advantage of.
So sorry, again, those contact numbers for those who want to find more information is Territory Families and...
Territory Families, and but our contact number is 89411004 as well for our seniors card as well. You can apply online for that, which is really easy, and which would be www.seniorscard.codant.org.au, or if you just go, it's a long one, it's probably just go to our website, which is just codant.org.au, and the Territory Families one would be under the government website.
Well, thank you again, Sue, for coming in and talking to us. It's about what is on offer for our senior citizens across the NT, that they don't have to feel left out or cut short, that there is support and help there.
Pleasure, Rachel, anytime.
You're listening to Radio Larrakia 94.5 FM and Australian Indigenous Radio of the VAST satellite 913.